Hello, it's Kelp again with another response to Thomas Crown's claims of my dementia, which I'm telling you, totally false. Totally false. I don't know what you're talking about, man. Everything's going, you know. I don't know. It's pretty logical progression, actually. Usually my thoughts have something to do with something else, but something to do with something else, something to do with something else, and it just kind of goes on and on and on. Maybe it's just trying to follow it that seems crazy, but you know. I think you're just as demented as I am, you know, with your Elvis accent and all that stuff going on, and you're giggling. Yeah, and you're giggling. Okay. Speaking of squirrels again. I watched my dog chase about three of them today. I have a big kind of... He's a pretty big dog. I don't know what he is. He's like a German Shepherd and something else. But he's really funny. His name's Moose. Anyway. I was watching him chase him, and somehow... I was reminded of your squirrel funeral idea about, you know, how they all, like, line up and you could just sit there and shoot them all. Well, honestly, what are you doing shooting squirrels in the first place? I mean, there's barely any meat on them. I mean, you know, if you have a big gun or something, why aren't you, like, killing deer or something? Anyway, the whole thought just kind of led me on another little journey in my head, and it was, If you have a gun, and you're using it to kill small animals for food, why don't you just sell the gun, buy some groceries, and use whatever's left over to buy a slingshot? Because slingshots are so much more fun than guns. I don't know about you, but, you know, sitting there with a gun and shooting stuff is all, you know, hunky-dory, and then we've got to buy ammo, but, you know, and it's kind of loud, and it's kind of like, you know, dangerous and all that. Well, why don't you go out to Walmart and buy one of those, like, yellow... stretchy safety slingshot things. They're small. They're meant for like little kids, but you can get like metal beads with them, and you can go out and have some more fun with your squirrel shooting stuff. You know, it's far more interesting method of catching squirrels, and by catching, I mean death. Except, never mind. I never said that. Don't even. No. All right. This is something else that happened to happen. Speaking of slingshots, My brother and I both got one a couple of years ago. I mean, each of us got one, and it was before we got into paintball. And now that we're into paintball, we found the slingshots the other day. We're like, hey, I wonder if you can shoot paintballs with these things. So we tried a couple of experiments, and it actually works. You We put out some cans and stuff, and some balloons, and more targets and stuff. And we were like, putting the targets on the trees, cans on the fence, and... You know, we took turns knocking down the cans or just shooting the trees. The cans went well. So did the target shooting. Actually, I think the trees were much happier getting shot by the slingshot than we were. Yeah, anyway. Okay, that was a totally lost and confused thought. Don't even think about that. Anyway, I was thinking how the trees were probably happier that we were using slingshots compared to the paintball gun, because the paintball gun is like a powerful, amazing thing. I mean, I know from personal experience that it goes right through car windows. You can, like, sit there and burrow in the ground with it. Like, you can just shoot the ground and go pop, 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 and it'll leave, like a 6-inch tunnel right into the ground. And we were like, hey, you know, if you sit there and shoot a tree, it goes right through the tree, too. You know, like, bark shrapnel flying everywhere. Yeah. Run for your lives. The trees are going to take revenge. Oh, yeah. One more thing. I never mentioned pizza in my that other podcast. So, just for you... I think I'll attempt to find out where you live and call up a pizza place and somehow manage to get them to put squirrel meat on it. You know, I don't know. If you like hunting it, probably tastes like chicken or something. Maybe you'll like it. Maybe. Anyway, this is Calvadia with another random podcast just for Thomas Crown, just because I don't know why, but lately I've been walking around looking at stuff and just like random thoughts pop in my head, but I guess it's kind of normal too. But I guess even more so now that I've actually been paying attention to how random stuff is. You're crazy. You're the one demented. Admit it. Anyway, I'll see you guys later.